Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
And we are just flat out excited to have you along.
Tickled.
Hope you're looking forward to a great show today. We've got many things to talk about. We want to make sure that you're not an orphan.
Oh, yeah.
And that you don't have an orphan account. Mm. And if that doesn't mean anything to you, you will hear me talk from time to time on the radio show about people doing silo investing. Mm-hmm. That's where you've got an account over here in your right hand and another account over here in your left hand. One may be yours, one may be your spouse's. Mm-hmm. And you're not coordinating them because you don't think about them collectively. We think about them independently.
Right.
An orphan is one that you just don't even think about at all. It's just kind of left out in the cold, you know, trying to figure out how to feed itself. We're going to talk to you about that, give you some things that you may want to consider in that side. And the other part, we're going to break down what an equity indexed annuity is, really get into that conversation and try to explain it. There are many things that I have issues with, and we will write the newspaper column for next week and have a longer segment about it next week. But if you own an equity indexed annuity or if you're thinking about buying one, then you want to make sure that you pay attention to the show. Shoot us emails, yourlifeafterwork.com. Consider this as the email address at yourlifeafterwork.com. More than happy to answer, but I would certainly do that before I signed any contract. Mm. If you have already signed, there is a rescission period of time in all states. Some days it's 3 days, some days it's 30 days, some states it's 90 days, but you may very well want to consider that. We're also going to talk about an article out of AARP.
Yes.
That implied that you could, in the reader's view, it implied that you could take money out of an IRA and gift it away without any tax liability at all. That is true if you're over 70 and a half and it's going to a charity. It is not true if I'm giving that money to Sherry, my daughter, or the neighbor guy down the street. and it wasn't that AARP was wrong. It was written in such a way that you could infer it or take it incorrectly.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened. So we'll break that down for you, talk a little bit about it. And I got a buddy that I've been working with for about 17 years, 45 years old, and he's getting married.
Woo-hoo.
And he, to another 45-year-old, who, by the way, has never been married either.
Oh.
And so it's a wonderful thing, but they are dramatically different. And I don't just mean boy and girl. One is a spender, one is a saver. How do you think about that? How do you blend them together? So
fun.
Sherry and I will walk you through that conversation and try to see what's going on and the best way for them to think about their money. Maybe something that you would want to think about as well, as you progress and proceed through your either dating phase, engaged phase, or even after you're already married phase. There's conversations that can sometimes be sticky, but you still got to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kantos. We'll get ready to have the show. If you got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and get started right away.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kantos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are happy to have you along.
We are.
I am going to do my best not to get feisty.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
You know, I got asked a very interesting question, Sherry. So you've been on this radio show a few times.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you the question and see if you can answer it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
How do I know that my CPA and my attorney are fiduciaries? The deafening silence would be what.
Well,
she's
no, I know. I'm trying to think. Did they have to actually sign something to that effect?
Of course they do.
Yeah. So can you just not ask them the question?
You do not need to ask them the question. Now, first of all, when it comes to being a fiduciary, please understand something. If you're new to the word, it means that I have to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So why don't I have to ask my CPA that? Well, let's see. They had to have education, pass a board exam, have continuing ongoing education. They have things that are called peer reviews if they're at a high enough level from other CPAs to make sure that they're doing things right.
Right.
Having all of that does not necessarily make you competent, smart, or the best.
No.
But it does mean that you are functioning in your client's best interest. Right?
They're not selling anything either.
That has nothing to do with it.
Nothing
they are selling it. They're trying to sell their either audits. They're trying to sell their small
services.
They're trying to sell their services. So
okay.
don't ever confuse it with not trying to sell something. They're
okay.
trying to function in your best interest.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean that they're not trying to build their business.
Right.
An attorney, again, there's an ethical commitment. They've been to law school. They've got continuing education. They've got certain certifications. So, again, it doesn't mean that they're competent. Doesn't mean that they're great people, but at least they've had that part. So why do you have to ask me, Joe Clark, if I'm a fiduciary? And the answer is because my wife, Barbara, a wonderfully educated school teacher, could call herself a financial planner.
Mm.
Sherry, you could call yourself a financial planner. If my dog could talk. He could call himself a financial planner. There is no such test. There is no such license. There is nothing.
For that.
For that industry. So if somebody shows up at church and says they're a carpenter, you can watch them build something to go, behold, this person knows how to work with wood.
Right.
How in the world do you know if they know how to work with money or not?
Right.
And the answer is, other than what they say, you really don't. Now, as a certified financial planner, did I have to sign something about ethics? Yes.
Yes.
Did I have to go continue education and pass a board exam? Yes. So nobody can call themselves a certified financial planner that's
without
not.
Without doing that, yeah.
But anybody can call themselves a financial planner.
Oh.
Which leads me to this next minor problem of these things called equity indexed annuities, or EIAs. Now, you've heard that expression before in your life, I'm sure, that if it sounds too good to be true,
It probably is.
So here's the sales pitch. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there, if you're pondering one of these, I would just tell you to grab a cup of coffee and let's have a conversation. You need to understand how these work, but more often than not, this is your 70-something-year-old parents that are getting into this mess. We just lost a spouse. The son lost his mom. I've been taking care of the son for a long time. The dad shows up with these things that they bought from a guy, quote-unquote, that went to church with them.
Oh, dear.
Right? Doesn't go to church with them anymore. But of their about $2.5 million of assets, about $2.4 million of it is tied up in these equity-indexed annuities. Now, why is that? Because here is the sales pitch. Sherry, how would you like to buy? Right now, we know that they are selling a product, which means they're not registered investment advisors, they're not fiduciaries, or at least not acting that way at this moment.
Okay.
Or how would you like to invest in something that allows you to have a percentage of the market growth? So if the equity market goes up, you get part of the growth, But if the market goes down, you are guaranteed not to lose money.
Yeah, right.
Now, if you're a 70-year-old,
that sounds
and you
good.
Can think about the past 30 years of life. You know, I've lived through the crash in 87. I started 2 weeks before then. I've lived through the tech wreck. I've lived through 08. And quite frankly, I don't want to live through any of those three periods of time again.
Right.
Right. And especially if I'm 70, I don't want to, I may not be around to see the next top. Mm-hmm. Right. And so this is a beautiful, beautiful way to think about life.
So do they think of it as security?
They think about it as eliminating the downside.
Eliminating
That's how
the
it's
risk.
Sold.
Okay.
Now here is the problem, and they're manyfold, and I'm not going to be able to get to all of them.
Okay.
But one of them, in this person's case, it is a 10-year surrender penalty. So they bought him 3 years ago.
Okay.
If I'm to pull him out of there, they have an 8% surrender penalty on their contract right now. 8% of the money goes back to the insurance company. Why would they do that? And the answer is because that's how the agent got paid his commission up front.
Up front.
Right?
Oh,
that
my
it's
gosh.
Never seen him again since he put the $2.2 million at the time in.
Wow.
The second part of this long surrender period, so if you're ever going to buy one, you want to know what the surrender penalty is. Secondly, the people who sell them, and if you look, are regularly are not securities licensed. These are not securities products, which I think is a mistake. But most of the broker dealers have prohibited the sale of most of these contracts because there's no way that they're acting in your best interest.
Right.
There's no way. And so if you look at the bottom of the person's business card, it's definitely not going to say registered investment advisor.
It's not going to say CFP.
I can't tell you that it's not going to say CFP. Remember, that has nothing to do with being a good person. That just has to do with education.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who believe that these things are okay.
Mm.
Now, granted, I don't believe they have a high enough education to be able to say that, but I can't assure you that there's somebody out there that doesn't have a CFP that's selling them. I can't.
Mm.
I will tell you, most broker dealers have put them on the side. Now, why aren't they?
Well,
go ahead.
Well, what happens if they don't live 10 years, if there's a 10-year surrender penalty?
She has to, in this case. I either have to recognize all of the taxes on the growth that has occurred into the contract,
okay,
or roll it into his name where the surrender penalty continues for the remainder of the 7-year period of time.
Wow.
All right. No ways out, right?
Jeez.
I mean, there is no part of this that is good for a person. And so one of the challenges is that people don't get the return that they thought they did. If I told you that the S&P 500 had a 9% return over the last, let's say, 50 years on average,
mm-hmm,
and that you could get 70% of that 90% of that 9% return, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's 6.3%, in case you're not real good at math.
Okay.
Right? Just helping you out a little bit, right? I know you're good at math. 6.3%. And so you could get 6.3 if the market went up, if the market hit its average. If it went up a bunch more than that, you're limited. There's a cap, but you're going to get a little bit of it. But you could never lose more than, you can never lose money. You're locked in at 0%.
0%,
right?
Okay.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Except annuity, the only way they can do that is through the futures contract, and that alleged 9% average return is inclusive of dividends. Future contracts don't travel with dividends. The average return's closer to 5.4, 5.5.
Mm.
Take 70% of that. Now you're down to 3 and change, and you're in a world of rising inflation, and your parents have just locked their, or you have just locked your money up for a decade in a surrender period of penalty. And I don't care how good it sounds, folks.
Wow.
If my dog could sell annuity contracts, he would not sell equity indexed annuities because he's better trained and a smarter dog. Just ask his owner. Seriously, if you've got these already, you do not want to listen to this show and just go surrender them, but you may want to give us a call. We can sit down, we can talk about
it,
and at least try to extract the free amount. There's 10% you can get out every year without having to recognize the taxes. You're just going to have to be very, very smart about how you do it. They're bad contracts, but anytime we can, let's try to make lemonade out of lemons. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sherry.
Yeah. I have questions.
Yep.
We have questions. We get questions.
We do. This one's a real, real world story.
Okay. So here we go. 45-year-olds just got married.
First time, by the way.
First time.
So
that's
this one is
cool.
This one's a high profile, so I've got to remove some of the information. So it's two 45-year-olds, first time ever. They're just decided to get married.
How cool is that? Okay, no plans for kids.
Nope.
He's a saver, 20% of his income. She's a spender with $45,000 of debt.
Yep.
Whoa. They both make $75,000 a year. Now what do they do?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh, I like
so,
this.
So these are real things that happen in life. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be able to marry a couple at one point in time in my life. And so we went, you know, I learned how to do the marriage counseling to a degree. Not a lot different than financial counseling, for
I
the
bet.
Record.
I bet. Yeah.
But, you know, there were some subjects that I didn't do so well with that I just kind of stayed around. This money one I've got, right?
Okay, yeah.
And one of the challenges, and I talked to them, you know, younger couples, you know, my youngest daughter just got married, and younger couples are used to having the conversation over budgets, you mm-hmm. know, where's the income coming from and how much are we going to spend?
Right.
What is almost always left out of the conversation is how much are you going to save?
Mm.
And people become addicted to saving. The one 45-year-old, you know, has got over $1 million in an account already mm-hmm. because he has saved like a, you know, he's
a fiend.
Right. He's not mm-hmm. lived the life of the average $25,000 a year person
mm-hmm.
So that he could have the $75,000 a year savings, right?
Right.
And one of the things that we had sit down and talked about, you've heard me on the show, if you've been listening for a long time, we talk about the three phases of finance. Mm-hmm. He was in the accumulation mode. In the accumulation mode, you have two objectives. And do you remember what they are, Sherry?
To save the same percentage.
Linda says she doesn't remember. So, no. Sherry. All right. So the two. So go ahead. You were on the.
To save the same percentage, right?
Save the right percentage.
The right percentage.
So the younger okay. you are, you want to save the right percentage of your income.
Yes.
Okay. So he went over and beyond that, because when I met him at probably 28, he was saving 15%.
Okay.
And
wow.
he
right.
could,
so
but he, from a retirement perspective, he would have been okay probably closer to 7 or 8%.
Right. Okay. But the
saving
second,
the right percentage of your income. And then the second one.
Never take it out.
No.
Well, you don't take it out.
No, you don't take it out. You do take it
oh,
out of distribution.
Your savings.
You diversify from a tax standpoint.
From a tax, yes.
So we're not talking yeah. about buying international or large cap or mid cap. We're talking about literal tax diversification.
Right.
So he has money inside of his 401k at work, which does not offer a Roth. So okay. It's tax deferred.
Wow. All right.
He has a Roth IRA, mm-hmm. right? And he's got money that is after tax, that he's already paid the taxes on. So he's got the tax. Well, I've been working with him for almost 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So he's got the tax diversification built in.
Okay.
Now, she comes in, happens to work at the same place.
Okay.
Has been good enough to put the 3% in the 401k that got the match.
Okay, that's right? good.
And always take free money, right? Always mm-hmm. take free money. There's a few grand in the checking account, but not a lot of other savings. And there's $45,000 worth of debt that is out there.
On just stuff?
Oh, credit cards, a student loan or two that's sitting around.
I got it, yep.
We're not talking about the car and the house. Leave that alone. Whole other story.
Yeah.
Right? So they're both 45. And some people would say, well, Joe, that she is past preservation. Or she's past accumulation, rather, because of her age. That is totally inaccurate, by the way. The money is not age dependent.
Right.
Right. I've seen very wealthy 2-year-olds that happen to be born into trust funds. And I've seen very broke 90-year-olds that happen to have not saved or spent it all.
Yep.
Right. So money is not age dependent. Don't ever fall into that trap.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look at it based on what its need.
But, so are the two of them in two different phases then?
Well, it depends on how they want to treat their money. So he has asked me about a prenuptial agreement and whether he should get one or not.
Yes.
I've always said that would be a great idea, though I don't know when you would ask that question. I can, you know,
To your potential spouse?
To your spouse, yes.
I'd say soon.
But is it a deal killer? I mean, these are things that I can't provide the answers for. So what I did explain to him is, listen, you have no other beneficiaries because you have no kids.
Right.
Parents are gone.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Okay.
And so if something happened to you today, who would you want the money to go to? And he said, well, her.
Yeah.
And I said, so there's really not a reason to have to fight over the prenuptial agreement if you don't want to.
Mm.
Now, just so we can break this down, when you're married, if you have a Department of Labor plan, that means a 401k at work or a 403b if you're in the not-for-profit sector, your spouse, whether you like it or not, whether it says it or not, is your beneficiary. There is no way around that with a prenuptial agreement. However, the spouse, she could sign off after they were married, but she cannot sign off before. Okay.
Right.
My IRA, I have the ability to put anybody's name on as a beneficiary. And the brokerage account, obviously, I can put anybody's name on. Now, in the state of Indiana, the spouse is always entitled to half. In fact, in most of the states in the United States, other than where you have community property, and then it gets a little bit different, in most of those cases, the spouse is entitled to a percentage of the assets, even if you left it all to someone else.
Okay.
Right? So if he made his big IRA or his big brokerage account, which is even larger, if he made it so that you were the beneficiary, Sherry, or that I was the beneficiary, she could still in court file to get back half of it.
Yeah.
He's saying, hey, I had a right to this. And again, that's where the prenuptial agreement would come into place. I don't think so.
Right.
But it doesn't affect the other. So the conversation then is, what do we do about this $45,000 in debt? As I tell people when they get their statement in the mail, it doesn't matter if you're 18, 45, or 95. People tend to look at them the same.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How much is it? Right?
Right.
And you really have to look at it through the lens of which of those phases of finance are you in? Are you in accumulation, preservation, or distribution? That's one. But, you know, here he is. And, you know, we were very blessed to have really good returns last year in the marketplace. Everybody knows that. You know, but in a normal account, he's looking and expecting to earn somewhere between 7 and 8% after fees and expenses. On average, that's his stated objective. That's what we're trying to help him in the type of accounts that he's in.
Right?
Does it always happen? No. Last year was a lot better. 2013, I think it was a lot worse, right? You know, but that's where that average. That's why we always talk about that journey, right? So one of her credit cards is at 18%.
Whoa.
Right? Now, how, and it's not deductible.
And she's right? got, she has a balance.
She has a balance. It's at 18%. I got money in a brokerage account with a stated goal of 8%, right? But it's hit a magical number. It's not a statement to him anymore. It is now taken on a personality.
It's a member of the family.
If he could invite it to Thanksgiving, the statement that is, it would have its own seat and probably the drumstick, right?
This is, you know, big deal.
And so now I'm looking at him going, okay, it only makes good financial sense for us to take money out of it and pay off that credit card.
Yeah.
And you can just, the lips quiver, the neck gets red, right? It's like killing his baby. And, but, you know, that those are the kind of conversations and questions you have to have. Mm-hmm. And if you're truly going to blend finances, you need to understand that finances include the savings habit, the debt, and it also includes the way that you proceed from a tax standpoint of life. Those three things are intertwined, and unless you intentionally try to detwine them, if that's even a word, before everything happens, and then it really doesn't make sense for a lot of people in a lot of ways. But if you're truly going to get married and you're going to blend your finances, you have to think about all three of those things. What is our tax philosophy? How are we going to spend it? And how are we going to save it? Mm-hmm. I will tell you that a lot of people try to keep their money separate, but they don't understand that their tax return is singular. Mm-hmm. You're married filing jointly, right. And it creates some confusions for people. So think carefully before you get married. Other than that, God bless, enjoy it, and I hope they have a wonderful life together. You're mm-hmm. listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. Sherry Kontos along with me. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We are honored and tickled to have you along. If you hear anything on the show, you got a question or comment, you can always shoot me an email, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. And of course, you can go to the show anytime that you want, or the show, the website.
The show's on the website.
To hear previous shows, to be able to ask questions, some of our learning place. I got a couple questions on Social Security last week, and one of the things that we have on our website is a learning page. So you can go and get some interesting things off there if you simply go to yourlifeafterwork.com/SOS. you can learn a little bit more about Social Security. It is a complex situation and interesting. And of course, you can always go and get signed up for our Market Carver, yourlifeafterwork.com/Market Carver. It's a 3 to 5 minute video that I send out every Thursday morning that tells you what we thought was the most important thing that happened in the economy. So there is this company. It is the, I would say it is the preeminent marketing company in the United States for retirees.
Really? Well, AARP.
You know, how they knew that I turned 50, I have no
idea. Isn't that incredible?
And why they decided that they were going to send me stuff that they thought that I would even remotely consider keeping.
It is almost insulting
when
you start
getting
those.
Now, my wife, on the other hand.
Oh, she's keeping them?
Oh, good Lord. Do you know all the coupons?
Oh,
all the
I
discounts?
Know. I refuse to use
them. No. I can't say that I would rather pay more, but I would rather not use the card.
I would rather pay more.
Anyhow, what we're getting into, AARP does a great job of trying to educate and give people information.
As a
radio host and as a newspaper columnist, I've been writing them for the paper for over 20 years. You are limited by the words that you have. I have 500 words in the paper. I have 9 minutes for each of these that we call segments to try to be able to teach you things. So that is one problem. So I'm trying to vouch for this guy before I begin to shred his his commentary. But the second part of that is the double curse of knowledge. And we talk about that a lot. I don't know what I don't know, but I also don't know, what Sherry doesn't know or what you listening to the show don't know.
Right.
And what we know as educators, you know, I taught at Purdue for 7 years. What we know as educators is the more comfortable I become with a topic, the more my presumption is that you also
are,
have comfort.
Right,
and so I will throw around words like basis, which means a lot to me, that people on the other end of the phone may, or other end of the radio or the other end of the column may not get.
Right.
So Saturday morning, I'm not supposed to look at my emails on Saturday, but it might have happened because I was talking to one of my buddies about golf. And I got 5 emails from a lady who got all excited because of this article in AARP. And it started off by saying you can give away $15,000 a year this year. Is that true or not, Sherry?
No. Well, you can give it away, but it's not going to, the tax ramifications aren't the same.
What are they?
It's 14,000.
No, it became 15, and after
15.
Became 15 in 2018 with the change in the tax act, December 22nd.
Okay, so I can give.
You can give away
$15,000.
Now, first of all, you have to have 15 to give.
True.
That would be one, two.
Right.
But then, where does the 15,000 come from?
Me.
Yeah, but from what type of money? What source?
Don't I get to choose that?
No. Well, I guess in theory you could if you were over 59 and a half.
Right, exactly.
But if you're not over 59 and a half, no, Sherry, you don't get to just choose.
Okay.
Right? So let's think about that tax diversification. So if I've got if I've got $15,000 sitting in a brokerage account.
Right.
And I want to make that gift to my daughters, to actually anybody on the planet, anybody in the United States. It doesn't have to be a blood relative.
Right.
I can give you the $15,000 out of that brokerage account. I'll pay no taxes on it. You'll pay no taxes on it as long as there's no strings attached, meaning I can't tell you that you have to use this to pay off debt.
Right.
I can't use this to tell you that you have to do anything with it. You can do whatever you darn well please.
Right.
Right. If it happens to be in stock and I give you that gift during life, then your basis, in other words, the amount that's already been taxed, your basis is what my basis is.
Right.
If I gave it to you at death, by the way, you get what's called a step up in basis.
Yep.
So it's fair market value. So I can give you that money out of that brokerage account. Can I give you money out of my 401k?
Depends on your age, right?
Well, I could take a loan, I suppose.
Right. Yeah.
But if I can't have money out of an IRA or a 401k go to anybody on this planet. Mm-hmm. Without me first recognizing taxes.
Right.
Now, my wife is different. My ex-wife at that point in time would be the only difference under what's called a quadro, a qualified domestic relations order. A judge can take money out of my 401k and give it to Barb.
I see.
Other than that, the only way she gets it is for me to die.
Okay? Wow. Okay.
So in this article that he wrote, he talked about the ability to gift the $15,000. It went from 14 to 15, and he was excited. And again, think limited words.
Did he not? He didn't give you all the details.
And then he went in with limited words.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So she sent it to me and goes, "But this is what it says."
Right.
Right. Well, I read it again and again and again, and I can see where if you didn't have all of the knowledge that I have, or that he probably has as the author. I can see where it would have been easy to misconstrue what the article said. And that's why you have to be very, very careful. Now, I have a thing on the website called yourlifeafterwork.com/bad data. And this is where you have articles that have been written that have headlines that are misleading or data that is used inappropriately. Happily for this author, he will not make the page. It wasn't bad data. It was just not clearly written for the mind of somebody who doesn't understand how the money works.
Mm-hmm.
So she thought, and I could see where she got it, that she could take money out of her IRA and give it directly to her kids. They wouldn't pay taxes, she wouldn't pay taxes, and everybody would be happy. And that is not at all what the author intended to have occur. She can give $15,000. Her husband can give 15.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, Barb and I, being married, could give somebody 30. And that is perfectly legal. Nobody pays any taxes on it. Now, just as a side note, you know, again, he didn't have the words to say this. Maybe he wouldn't have thought about it. We make a big deal out of the 14,000. It was 10,000, and then it was 13, and then it was 14. We make a big deal out of it. But in all reality, Sherry, you've got $11.2 million that you can give away. The only thing that happens with that $15,000 gift is that we don't have to file a gift tax return.
Right.
Right. So if you would want to give me $16,000, right, the 15's okay. Your CPA would do a gift tax return
on
for the other
one.
On the one.
Yeah.
The one is the 1,000 is deducted from the $11.2 million.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not. For 99% of the people listening to the show, it's absolutely. Doesn't even matter anymore, right? It's a it's a waste of breath and ink in the paper, in my opinion, other than making sure that you do fill out that gift tax return. And it is an important thing if you're giving away assets as opposed to cash because of the way the basis laws work.
Right.
But yes, she can make the gift. No, she can't take it out of the IRA. So your checklist anytime you're going to make a gift, right, is real simple. Who's it going to? In other words, is it a person, right?
Yep.
What is their tax bracket?
Yes.
Okay. Because that tells me whether I want to give away cash or whether I want to give away appreciated assets. So again, this all assumes that you've been bright enough to have tax diversification that you've built into your life. And this is something that I have to start with people a lot of times in their 50s and sometimes 60s. I have 60-year-olds that come in that don't have accounts after tax. that I have to help them start. So it's never too late. Remember, money is not age dependent. You just want to make sure that you have the tax code to work with. So, you know, what is the tax bracket of the person that's receiving it? What type of person it is? Because if it's a charity, this is a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Right? A charity, I can give money out of my IRA once I'm over 70 and a half in the form of a qualified charitable distribution. So try not to confuse all these things. Sure. Learn the rules, but just be careful when you read articles that you realize they do have limited space. Hopefully they can pique your interest, and then you can find somebody like me as a fiduciary to help fill in the spots. Hey, we got to take a break. Sherry and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
And we are happy to have you along.
Yes.
It is your time with
My
Sherry.
Time.
Yes. Yep. So remember, if you missed any part of the show, you want to go back and review a segment, there's a segment that you do not get, regardless of which station you're on, because you either get Sherry or you don't get Sherry, depending. And you can find us at yourlifeafterwork.com, and you can listen to the show, download the segments.
I'm on the internet. I'm on our website.
Of course you are. All the segments are there. There you go. All right. Sherry, fire away.
Okay, so I have a sort of a very macroeconomic question I want to ask you, because I know we
both... So when you hear the word macro, Sherry's got a degree in economics, right? And I love macroeconomics, so this is easy for me.
Yep.
Words are pictures, right? Anytime you hear a word, it's a picture.
Yep.
So when you hear the word micro, think microscope, it's small.
Mm-hmm.
So you get into the weeds and into the details. Macro is that big picture stuff that goes on in the world.
Right.
Okay.
So I have a macro question. I also have a really quick, just real quick question based on something you said earlier that I want to ask you. I want to start with that. We talked about our example of 45-year-olds getting married, saving the right percentage. And it just occurred to me, do we always, depending on where you are in the financial, you know, accumulation, preservation, distribution.
In the phase, right?
Do we always save? Do you always save? If you're at distribution, you still recommend people saving a percent?
No. But there are, and that's a great question. But you know, I wake up in the morning, Sherry, and I know that this sounds silly to some people, but my driving reason for being here on this radio, waking up in the morning, is I want to educate people about their finances so they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and sometimes devastation.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what happens is many times because of tax law or products that we bought from insurance people, sometimes our money is stuck in a place that we can't get out.
Right, right.
So I have one specific individual who has money in, she retired, right? So she's in distribution. We were pulling money out. She was using it. She was able to retire younger. So she was using a thing called a 72T. Mm-hmm. That's where you can systematically take money out of an IRA. But don't miss one of these words. I don't recommend this, by the way. She did it before she found me. Mm-hmm. But it's substantially equal periodic payments unchanged for the greater of 5 years or 59 and a half.
Yes.
So she retired. That was the only way she could access the money out of her IRA. And like so many people, she got bored and went back to work.
Yeah. Right.
So the employer, the employer actually has a match.
Okay.
So you always want free money.
Sure, yeah.
So yes, she's pulling money out of one account and putting money into another account so that she's getting the free 3% match. So yes, it does happen. But part of my job is to shuffle money so that it's the most efficient process for getting the end result.
Okay. All right, good. All right, so here's my macro question. And it's just basically we talk about international finance. And for most of us, I'm going to say, unless we're really keyed in, we have a very, very kind of foggy impression of what that means. In the headlines right now, we're talking about trade wars. We're talking about tariffs. We're talking about all that stuff. Why does that matter to me as an individual investor? And let me give you an example of how it did affect me once. I was in Europe in 2008 when things crashed. When I planned my trip, U.S. dollars, I estimated what it would cost me to be there for 2 weeks. It all happened while I was there. When I say all happened, there was this international money exchange rate thing that happened big time. And all of a sudden, I'm paying $15 for a bowl of soup, American money. My budget for the trip got killed because my timing of that trip. That's a personal example, but as us sitting here in the U.S. doing our day-to-day life, going back and forth, buying goods and services, why does this matter?
Okay, so let's not confuse currency and the trade war part.
I don't want to.
And I know that it felt like a shocking moment to you when that happened. It did not happen as quickly as you think that it did. You may have just happened to wonder.
It felt like it.
The high water mark that I had to pay was $1.59 to buy a euro.
Okay.
And it got down here a year ago, year and a half ago, down to about $1.06.
Mm.
So that $15 soup would have been back down to $10.
Okay. Right? So it was always going to be.
Now we're around the $1.22, $1.24 mark.
Okay.
Right? That's currency, though, and that goes up and down for different reasons.
Okay.
This trade part is a very interesting deal. Money left to its own devices will always go to where it's best served. So if I can buy a TV made in Taiwan cheaper than I can buy a TV made in Indianapolis, then finance dictates that I will buy it in Taiwan, from Taiwan. If I can get my hair cut from a barber in Taiwan cheaper than I can get one cut from my hometown of Anderson, Indiana,
All things being equal,
then I would fly to Taiwan and have my hair cut.
Okay.
But that doesn't work so well, right? Which ought to tell you one thing right up the top. Services are not near as impacted by trade wars as the product side, as the goods side. The second part of that is not all things are equal, and this is where things get confusing. In the United States, we have rules, right, about how much we have to pay people, minimum wage, what kind of conditions they have to be in, the environment, right?
Sure.
So as an employer, if I have a built-in cost for having you as an employee, that is greater than what some other country might impose, then I am naturally at a disadvantage.
If you're competing with them.
If I'm competing with them in terms of a good.
Right.
And so that's where you get into some of these trade deals.
Sure.
NAFTA, the one that we were working on when Obama was in office in the Pacific Rim deals. What you try to do is to come up with some negotiations that say, you know, we will add this cost to this product, and you can add this cost to this product so that we have a more fair playing field, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, over a period of time, as things change, those can get out of whack, right? So let's say that you are an aluminum, because the big conversation right now is aluminum and steel.
Right.
So you now work at Budweiser, AmBev, and you make beer.
Yeah.
Right. This is an exciting thing for you if you think the price of aluminum is going to fall.
Because I can do
because
cheaper.
Of a tariff on somebody else.
Right.
And the reality is many times the commodity price goes up for the end user, because we're not able to buy it at the cheaper place.
Oh.
Right? So it doesn't always work the way that people think that it does. This right. doesn't necessarily make the product cheaper. It just protects people who make it here. Now, in China or wherever else, China is only 10%, I guess, of our steel trade. But they decide that they're going to tax Google.
They're going to tax Google?
Right. They may find something else that we do over there that we're not currently being taxed on and say, you know what? This internet search that brings up this one is going to result in a penny a click.
Wow.
And somebody's going to have to pay it. Now, suddenly, you had nothing to do with aluminum. You really don't care about steel. But you like your Google. Or, as we called it, like my daughter calls it, the Google.
The Google, and, yes. That's
you know,
right.
And all of a sudden, you've got this tax. So that's where the concern over trade wars comes into play.
I see.
We have had a Great Depression and fought a world war. At least World War One. Many people would argue World War Two was over trade wars as well.
Interesting.
And it's a very, very delicate subject, and that's what you've been able to see in the market.
Okay.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Contos. You got a question or comment, you can always shoot us an email. Go to yourlifeafterwork.com. God bless. Have a great week. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,